Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy City. When I'm out there in the club, man, I'm rocking with my boy DJ Tom G on the ones and twos.
Yo! Father Jesus, him I said, pan him throne, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want. Daddy Jesus, him I said, pan him throne, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want.
Yo, this is Sis K. Leave a message after the tone. Represent the Lord in everything you do.
But guess what? You don't have to leave a message because of Isaiah. Hi, everyone. The Northern Rain is here. Your Northern Rain is here. And it happens to be quite rainy here in the North at this time. What's good, Miley? Miley, what's good? Yeah, I want to get into that. But I can't do that right now. I can't do that today because the topic is hot. Actually, I just hung up. I may have a special caller who is really on mode, broken people break hearts. So let me pull myself together. Let me get a sip of this mineral water Perrier. Okay? It's like that. Okay? We're talking about it because it's real. It is real. I cannot tell you how many issues I had this entire week alone with men and women having issues. As you can read in our intro, the influx of the number of broken hearts this week alone, it was pressing. And the pattern was the same. It was always about the other woman. And as you know, this is the ministry of the heart. It is growth at heart. And the reason why we're dealing with the heart, as cardiologists use the instruments to heal the heart when it is overweight or pressured or lack of exercise, well, we heal the heart because there are issues that have happened during childhood. There are issues that happen in adulthood. There are issues that women go through. And when we're going through these things, they tend to carry over. Likewise, men as well. They have issues. Some of them weren't raised by men. Some of them were raised by women and bitter and angry. I mean, there's a plethora of emotions surrounding the heart that needs to be addressed. And our only point of direction is to the main heart mender, who is Christ Yeshua, our Savior, our Lord, and our King. And He is the repairer of the broken heart. And we forever like to make sure that we're in connection with Him. And one of the main things that we're discussing here today in particular is how to get to that place, how to get to that place of healing. Well, how do you know, Sister Kay? How do you know, Northern Duchess? How do you know? Well, because I had to deal with it. I had to be healed of a broken heart. And I'll never forget one day, it's been a year that my heart's been healing. Actually, it's been a bit longer. My heart's been breaking for a long time. But the period of time that it took for my heart to come back together, let's say, I could say that's been about probably 7 months, in total a year. So what actually happened was I heard in the spirit, I heard Daddy say to me, and I actually did a video on Periscope that day, and he said, ask me to heal you. And if you go on my Periscope at Chastity Child, you can scroll down and you may find that video. I'm actually going to watch it after I'm done. And I did. I said, fine. I said, yes, Daddy, heal my heart, please. Heal my heart. And I didn't feel anything right away. I did still feel the pressing, the aching, the turmoil. I mean, I still felt the flutters of rejection, the flutters of bitterness, anxiety, everything that helped to break down my marriage were the same things that God used to help lift me up in my healing. And those things that the enemy used to break my marriage down was the fact that I was concerned how other people felt about this outcome of what the situation was. were people going to say, oh, well, the Northern Wren, she's a baby missionary. Look, she already flunked her test. Okay, I got a big F on that one, okay? So I already flunked there. And then I actually turn around and try to put Band-Aids all over this broken heart, both his and mine. I'm getting Band-Aids. I'm borrowing Band-Aids. I'm getting a Band-Aid from anywhere. If I see a Band-Aid on the street, dirty and soiled, I'm picking it up and trying to place it on one of our wounds just to keep together so we can look cohesive, so we can sojourn in this marriage. And all the test work that I did, I mean, we looked like Holly Hobby. I mean, we just were full of each and every kind of patch, trying to make it look good to other people. When I realized that other people don't matter, when I stopped caring what other people thought, how they felt, well, that was when I began healing. That was when my healing really began. And areas of my life began to open up that were hidden to me as to this heart of mine. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I just thank you on this day. I just feel the anointing on my life, and I feel the anointing on yours as well. Because broken hearts, they do need attention. The heart is a muscle. And any time a muscle is whacked or hurt or harmed or anything comes against that heart, it stands to have a wound, a dent. Something is going to be shaken and put out of sorts as a result of the injury. That kind of heart, there is no doctor that, other than the cardiologist and good food, and I mean, who is the healer of the heart? Would that not be King Yeshua? Would that not be Daddy Yeshua, Daddy Jesus? Well, he also gives us a diet, if you will. He also has a diet that he likes for us to try, to do, to practice, to become familiar with. Writing poems, singing, being quiet, being still, listening for his voice, listening to positive speakers. And no, that does not necessarily mean preachers running all up and down and ridiculing you and making you feel bad. Find good teachers, strong leaders. Dr. Miles Monroe, he is my mentor. Listen to people that are going to make sense to you, and not only make sense to you because of what you've heard, but make new sense to you. Don't be afraid to pull back the covers and the sheets on what you were told and what you learned, and put your feet down on some fresh soil. Don't be afraid to open your ears and listen not only from your heart and from your eyes and from your mind. You have to be willing to be a learner, because learning is what helps you to be able to cross the alleys and the deserts and the gullies. Being a learned person helps you to learn how to take shortcuts and how to take different paths. And that when you're walking through the shadow of the valley of death, you'll feel no fear. So you need to be a person that is educated, and boom, what does that tell you right there? That should tell you that God needs you to ask him for something else. What would that be? What did Solomon ask for? Was he not the wisest man? Well, then you need to ask for wisdom. You need to ask for knowledge. You need to ask for vision. You need to ask for application. You need to ask for understanding. Sometimes we think, oh, God, I need a husband. Oh, Daddy, I want a new car. Oh, God, I need this, I need that. But wait a second. Wait a minute. Let's back up. You need a husband. I'm your bridegroom. You need a car. Okay, where are you going and what are you doing? Running back and forth, buying weed and drinking and ripping and running the streets and looking for a man. You know, what are you doing? Are you doing something productive? Are you working and trying to get? What are you doing? Because I need to see. Write your vision. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write your vision and make it plain. Let him know what you're dealing with. Who are you? What are you about? Let me see what you're doing with these talents that I've given to you. Did I give you 5 and you made 10? Did I give you two and you made five? Or did I give you one and I buried and you buried it? Figure out which one you are. Because if you got to go out there in that dirt and dig up that talent and figure out what God needs you to do with it, then I guarantee you, you're going to need to be very still in order to hear from him. And having a man whisper in your ear, "You're sure it is," that ain't going to help. I'm going to take a sip. You guys, I put a little fresh lime in it to just spritz it up, some nice cold mineral water today. But just to bring it down, I just want to get you guys back where we need to be at chessychild.net. That link is also in the bar. We're always putting up some nice, nifty commentary, modern commentary. We're always looking for good writers. We're looking for heartfelt writers, and a lot of our commentary on this virtual magazine not only has imagery, but it has music, and it's compelling, very emotional, very sharp, witty. You are very intelligent. So when they sit down and they pin something, 9 times out of 10, it can be so advanced that you have to read it a couple of times. And that's why I really enjoy the art of rap music, especially when it's really a thought-provoked rhyme, analytical. It's an art. It's a form of art. Unfortunately, sometimes when you portray yourself to be someone whom you are not, you get an opportunity to have your skirt pulled up. And what happens is that then everything that you try to keep hidden becomes public. It becomes in the presence of the light. And that is why, personally, I speak the truth. I tell my own story. I will never give anyone the option of telling anything that I can share, because that testimony belongs to me. Me being able to share that testimony helps to fortify me in what I have to do in my journey, in my walk, as I continue to strive toward the prize. That testimony is for me to tell, not for you. But if the testimony is not complete and I'm still going through it, there may be a pause on it. And I guarantee you that if you went ahead of me to testify about something that you don't know, God will probably shut me up, which I will do. I'll fade straight to black. And then guess what? When God finishes it and presents it, I guarantee you that you'll be one of those people that he'll present it before. Why? Because he presents us in the presence of our enemies. Okay, he presents tables before us in your presence. So you're going to be able to see that. So you can always wait on the Northern Rain for her testimony, or you can catch it all over social media, Chastity Child. Because you know what? We fear no man. There's one man we fear, and that is our Heavenly Father and our King. And once we all begin to realize that our daddy is a king, then we'll begin to realize that we're princesses, duchesses, and queens, and ladies. So we have to learn how to be entertained by men, gentlemen, not just any man, not my boo, not my babe, and he's taking me on vacation. You don't need that stress. Because once you get that slither on your heart trying to get that thing repaired, it could put a keloid on your heart. And keloids, you know, they don't look very nice. They don't look very nice. So to avoid getting a keloid where you're going around slashing other people up to get them to mimic you and look like you, the best thing for you to do is to guard your heart. Daddy tells us in the scripture, guard your heart, because every issue you make comes from it. You have to guard it. He is love. So when he gives you the gift of love, your love gift is something that is not to be given to swine. If I had a pit bull dog and I said, "Okay, come here, little pity," and I put this pit bull dog in my brand new feather bed, I mean, just beautiful feather plushy bed, and night after night, me and this little pit bull is cuddling up. And one day, my pit bull who is a animal loses it and panics and loses his bowels on my bed. Can I blame him or her? No, I cannot, because I cannot give something that is very precious to me, where I rest my head, where I rejuvenate for another day, to someone who has the potential to not be able to harness it as someone who has a brain. Even adults can get sick and just lose their self. As we age out, sometimes people's mind leaves them, and then they have that issue. But I'm sure nobody wants to lie in an animal's urine or feces. Therefore, we have to guard things that are very important and special to us. We cannot just randomly hand off things to people who do not appreciate it. And I just would like to close with just a little prayer, you guys. I love you so much. I just want you to know that your Northern Duchess is here, and I'm reigning in the North, and I'm here for a reason, because my heart, too, was shredded. It was shredded, torn to pieces. It was broken. It had Band-Aids, patches, trying to make it look like all faked up, broken up. But you couldn't tell me that even with all these patches on my heart, that it wasn't a healthy, healed heart. Unhealthy hearts attract other unhealthy hearts. Some unhealthy hearts attract demonic hearts. And they always can count on a good old child of God to give them something to kill, steal, or destroy. Okay? So you have to make sure you guard your heart and you stay away from evildoers, because it will profit you nothing, and it will profit them much, because I don't care if it's 10 cents they're getting out of you. Guess what? They're going to be at the penny candy store getting them 10 squirrel nuts. And happily chomping down the street, looking for the next victim to kill, steal, and destroy. But remember who your daddy is. Your daddy is a king. And you will not allow anybody to come into your queendom and take your crown off your head and put a party hat on it and blow a horn at you and say happy birthday. No. You're not going to trade in your beautiful crown for a party hat and some drinks and junk. You're not going to trade that in all your riches, your majesty. You're not going to trade in all your mansions and your property and the earth that and your portion of the inheritance of the earth. You're not going to trade in all the respect that your family and friends and loved ones have for you and can have for you and will have for you if you keep your eyes on the prize. They don't have to like you, but they dang well going to have to respect you when you're a part of the kingdom of God. They're not going to like you because they didn't like him. But one thing that they could never say was that he did not rise again. One thing that they cannot say is that he did not feed the multitude off of a few fish and five loaves of bread. One thing they cannot say is that he did not rise his brethren and tell Lazarus, rise, come out of your bed. One thing they cannot say is that when the wedding wine ran low, he filled it up and said, let's keep party going. And you know why? Because daddy is never going to call you to be ashamed. And daddy loves union. Daddy loves marriages. Daddy loves love. So, of course, daddy would love for you to have someone to love. But not just any random person that you pick from outside of our kingdom and the peasantry streets of all up and down. You just can't pick up anybody and bring them into the presence of our kingdom. Daddy doesn't let any and everybody get into his kingdom. Don't you know that Father Adonai is inside of this kingdom? He is not going to allow anything to go in there and blemish the kingdom of God. We are very territorial. We're a territorial kingdom. okay? And even if you are supposed to be in the kingdom and you're not doing something right, you could still be a son of God, but you just might not be part of the government. There are rules and there are levels to the kingdom as well as there are rules and levels to love. And I urge you not to allow anyone to get in that intimate place inside of your heart, because when you do, the healing process may be a lot more stringent than you anticipated. And the reason why your Northern Youth Duchess cares is because I am the one molding the little children that have been displaced out of households and have no mothers or father figures there. I'm the one that talks to some of the girls that are coming out of foster care and all kind of rec homes, and their parents are on drugs and are half naked all over social media, and they don't really know how or anyone they could trust with this information. I am the one that checks my email, and I can find little girls in there trying to get intel and looking and wanting and questioning. I am the one that keeps their secrets but tells my truth. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to expose you to protect them? Are you? Is that you? You see this silence? Okay. When my HIV test goes up, silence. When my HPV test result goes up, silence. When my standards and morality and integrity posts go up, silence. But when it's time to drop it like it's hot and show how much weed you're going to smoke and pop out your breasts and pop out your backside and every other orifice of your body, lights are all up and down the place. When is the last time you went and looked on the young girls' pages and supported them and what they're doing? When? When is the last time you made friends with little young children and took dates with them and took them out and shared your space and time with them? When? All right now. These youth are inheritors of the kingdom of God. And if you're going to allow your heart to be broken and potentially break one of my children's hearts because of your lack of self-love, please don't subtract from theirs. Don't break their dreams when they plan on going to college and when they say that they're going to become doctors, and when they say that they're going to become lawyers, and when they say that they're going to build institutions, and when they say that they're going to be mayors and governors and presidents. Don't break their dream, because yours is breaking every day by your own hands. If you're willing to allow someone to subtract from you, thinking that what they're taking from you is going to somehow replenish you, you're a fool. You need to look into the parables about the wives that had no oil when the king came. They had to rush off and go get oil because they poured so much into other people that when it was time for the king to come, their cup was empty. I urge you to keep what little you have in your cup and share it amongst those who are in your corner. If God has someone for you, then guess how you'll know they're for you. Guess where they'll be? Right beside you. Right now. Down the altar with you. Committed to you. Not pressuring you into anything you're not comfortable to do. Acknowledging that you're a queen. Acknowledging that you're a priceless and precious princess in their hand. And fearful over you with the fear of God. They don't want to harm you. They don't want to hurt you. They don't want to distress you. They don't want to take anything away from you. They want to pour in that cup. They want to pour and pour and pour until it's just drizzling over. And you have so much drizzling over that then you can share and pour into other people, broken people, coming together and healing each other by our testimonies. And that is how we will overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And we will love not our life unto death. This is your Northern Rain, and I'm loving you. You have a great Wednesday evening. God bless you.